Here we go again, heads down, no grins, nowhere out of sight, blowing in the wind, blowing in the wind. Steeple silence, people violent, egos trying to be right, can't see eye to eye, oh God. Is this all we're living for? Or all we're living for? Oh, there must be more. Mother, father, son, daughter.
Welcome to Here I Am, a podcast that embraces the changes of the world and within, bringing you back to who you really are. I'm Anna East. And thank you for being here, too. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 8 of the Here I Am podcast. The music you just heard is called All We're Living For by Sharon Irving. If you listen through the rest of the episode, I'll play the rest of the song at the end. And each week, I choose new music to feature. So if you'd like to submit your own music to be featured in the podcast, I'd love to hear it. I killed a spider. Not a murderous brown recluse, nor even a black widow. And if the truth were told, this was only a small, sort of papery spider who should have run when I picked up the book. But she didn't. And she scared me, and I smashed her. I don't think I'm allowed to kill something because I am frightened. That was Allowables by Nikki Giovanni. A week and a day ago, on May 25th, 2020, a man named George Floyd was horribly murdered by a Minneapolis police officer. The video proof of the crime was shown across the internet, exposing people to the reality of police brutality and racism that happens daily within the United States of America. Citizens have been, and are still, outraged by Mr. Floyd's death, alongside so many other lethal attacks and harassment of black people, to see that nothing much has changed. In response to the delay of the arrest of the murderer and other involved police officers, protests against police brutality, racism, and white supremacy have been organized and carried out across the nation. Riots have been happening alongside them. Now, you all know that I'm not a news reporter, and if you're listening to this as it airs, then you probably know what's happening just as much as I do. But I initially had a completely different topic lined up for this week, including a guest who graciously agreed to reschedule. I felt I had to change my focus for this episode. I feel that it is both my duty and privilege to share what I can to help this movement towards a better future. One where all people of color are respected, celebrated, seen, heard, and supported, as they deserve by both the government and its citizens from the moment they are born. From the moment their land, culture, and freedom were all stolen from them. We have the opportunity to disrupt the status quo of society right now. The world is awakening. We each have to do the work, now, to ensure that reparation and a future of unity and equity is our reality. Now, I warred with myself for days about what to say for tonight's episode. I was worried I'd say the wrong thing from not being knowledgeable enough. Do I speak? Do I not speak? What will people say? What will people think? What will I think in a week from now? Will I still agree with myself today? I don't feel qualified to preach to anyone about this matter. But I also don't want to let the opportunity of a platform slip away. I felt a huge range of energy and emotions over the past week, and I wanted to use that energy constructively. So after some time spent feeling into my intuition it was obvious to me that I had to say something, even if my saying something was mostly just to pass the mic to someone else that needs it. I have the privilege to use this platform to speak with my voice and heart. And this podcast is my weekly exercise in honesty. So even though this is messy, honest action, I still want to take it. I'm still learning how to be a better ally, and I'm still learning about my white privilege. I'm still learning about Black history and the ways that I can do and be better. So with that in mind, I want to spend the rest of my time with you tonight sharing resources to change the world as we now know it. And for anyone who is debating whether or not they too should speak up, take a note from Dom Roberts, who posted this message on Instagram. Now is not the time to value an unfollow as more important than speaking up. So, without further ado, I've included a list of organizations in the description below that you can follow and donate to help support their mission. There's also some other resources there as well that you can check out of how to sign up to vote, resources of how to educate yourself, and even more. You'll see it down below. And I also want to take a moment to say that if you identify as white and you are listening to this podcast, you and I both, we need to take on a whole lot more of the responsibility to step up and help. America is built on a system that needs to be radically changed. Racism is our problem. It is our job to be anti-racist and speak with other white people about being anti-racist. Listen, learn, take action, humble yourself, me too, me included, and let's all repeat. And speaking of anti-racism, one of the top links I posted underneath the organizations is a resource guide for how to be anti-racist. They cover movies to watch, podcasts to listen to, books to read, and more. It's a great place to start. And if you're not quite sure what the term anti-racist means, well, just to be against racism isn't enough. It's like we need to uplift ourselves out of the racist mentality, identify what is racist within our own lives, and actively work to become anti-racist. If you're interested in what I'm currently reading, I'm reading Sister Citizen by Melissa V. Harris Perry, and I absolutely recommend it. I'm still just getting started into it, so I don't have quite enough to really give you a good book review on it, but I will tell you it's come highly recommended to me, and I am so far learning a lot. If you are listening to this podcast on a platform that doesn't include the description and organization links, then you can find all of the links under episode 8 of Be Unique Radio on blogtalkradio.com. I'll repeat that. So you can find all of the links under episode 8 of Here I Am of Be Unique Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Beyond donating, we need to take the time to educate ourselves. We need to have the difficult conversations. We need to vote on the federal, state, and local levels. We need to examine our own lives and see what we can improve. You and I, we need to continue this conversation after the initial excitement dies down. Like I said before, I'm not an expert, but I at least want to start here. I want to thank Be Unique Magazine for sponsoring this podcast. Be Unique is an incredible magazine that I have both written for and volunteered with to bring grounding, inspiring, and world-changing ideas to readers all over the world for free. A new issue just was released, and you can find the new issue and all of its goodness inside at BUNEKE.org to find out more. I want to end this podcast with some poignant lyrics from the song Manifesto by Nako and Medicine for the People. They sang, "Don't waste your hate, rather gather and create. Be of service, be a sensible person. Use your words and don't be nervous. You can do this. You've got purpose. Find your medicine and use it." And as this podcast tagline literally says, that it is here to embrace the changes of the world and within, I want to offer us all 3 deep breaths together to kind of soak in this moment and acknowledge all that we're feeling right now. So if you'll breathe with me. Thank you all for listening and supporting. I'm wishing you passion, joy, and moments of love this week. We still all deserve it. Stay safe and vigilant. Black Lives Matter. Good night.
I remember when we used to go places we used to know. Hey.